Hey, what's up? This is Matt.
And this is Jack.
You're listening to The Positive Energy Show with Ainsley.
Stay positive.
Stay energized.
On Alive 90.5.
And the time has just gone 30 minutes past nine. And we've got Ainsley in the studio, Jack and Matt. But we've also got a special guest in the studio today. And she, as I mentioned, her name's Crystal Rad. She'll be sharing with us some really good, taking us into the new year with some really positive inspiration, positive psychology, do a bit of goal setting. Good morning, Crystal. How are you doing?
Good morning. I'm well. How are you?
Awesome. We're going to get Crystal really pumped up this morning. So, Crystal.
Yes.
So glad to have you in the studio today.
Thank you. I'm very happy to be here.
Awesome. So, Crystal, key thing that I want to ask you today. Mm-hmm. First of all, you're glowing and you're laughing. Why are you laughing?
Why am I laughing? I'm happy to be here,
Firstly.
But there's good energy in the room. You guys good. Are making it fun. You're laughing, you're joking as well. So it's good to be here.
Awesome. Definitely. It's awesome having you here. So what we're going to do is Crystal's going to share with us a bit about positive, the importance of setting goals, okay, and why it's important to set goals. So, Crystal, why is it important to set goals?
Sure. So, the main reason why you should be setting goals is basically it gives you something to work towards. Mm-hmm. Now, the important thing about goal setting is you shouldn't just be sort of thinking about it. A huge portion, I know it's said a lot of the time, but it is very important to actually write them down. That is a huge part of goal setting, and the reason for that is for something called operant conditioning, which is basically about how your brain actually remembers things and processes it better when you write it yourself. Yeah. Because naturally, our brains are scanning so much data all of the time. So when it's your own writing, handwriting, it actually remembers it and takes it in a lot better than if you were to type it or just think about it. Yeah. The moment you write it down, it becomes a bit more real and you start to bring it to fruition.
Yeah. You're so true there about writing things down, because I've got week six. This is the first week that Jack brought a notepad with.
Yep. Nice.
So I'm very impressed. Matt, where's your notepad?
Jack's borrowing it.
What's mine is yours.
Okay. Awesome. So we've just heard the importance of goals. So on that note with goals, mm-hmm. seeing that it's New Year, okay?
Yes.
Is it a good time? Because many people talk about New Year's resolutions and wanting to change and be different mm-hmm. and start the year afresh. Okay.
Oh, yes.
So is this a good time to actually start setting goals?
100%. Look, there's always, you're never too late to start. If you want to start today for the year, you definitely can. But it's definitely the right time to start putting in a plan and some focuses and themes for 2021.
Definitely. So when you're setting a goal, because someone once told me about SMART goals. Are you familiar with the SMART?
I am, yes.
These boys looked at me like I'm being a smart ass, but I said it's not that, man. But I told them what SMART is. Did you want to share with us what the SMART algorithm is, what SMART is?
Yeah. Yes. So these SMART goals are basically an algorithm on how to set your goals, and they means you should be specific, measurable, actionable, realistic, and timely. So specific means that your goal should be very clear. It needs to be well-defined and detailed. So basically, think about what you want to achieve, and the point of it is to leave no room for any ambiguity. It should be very clear. Measurable means it needs to be something that you can check, you can control, or you can measure the progress of how you're actually going towards working towards this goal. Actionable means you're actually able to break down your big goal into smaller actionable steps. You're more likely to achieve it if you've got little milestones along the way. Realistic is a very, very important one, and I think it's one that kind of gets overlooked a little bit, particularly with New Year's resolutions. And realistic means your goal needs to be realistically achieved with the available resources and the time you have. And the last one is timely, which means you can track the goal in a set time frame. So there's a start time and a finish date for the goal.
I love that. So I'm going to scratch off that goal that you had, Matt, that said you're going to win the lotto tonight, because that's not realistic.
Yeah. And that's what happens.
You know, things like that, you need
to never know.
You never know.
You never, never know. Okay. I could go home a millionaire.
Okay. And then the other thing, Jack, you've been talking about getting a girlfriend whole year. You need to have a time frame to your goal.
Right. The thing is, you have to, it's mutual. I can set a time, but it's only if another person agrees upon that with me.
Okay.
We can break that down. We can break that down definitely into like going out, speaking to people.
Awesome. Yeah, no, definitely. So we're going to go. We're going to actually quickly ask Matt and Jack, who wants to go first? Because I want to hear your goals that you have for 2021.
Resolution.
Okay, well, I had a look. You made a post and you kind of categorized goals.
Basically, that was my goals.
Yeah.
Which I thought, actually, it's goals for everybody, I think. Hmm. And I'll share with you. I'll start off and maybe you can see if my goals is good enough.
All righty.
So my goals for 2021 started off with self-care. Now, self-care is so important because sometimes I have a problem because I put people ahead of me. And if you don't function and you're not in the right headspace and you're not looking after yourself first, it's not good. So if you're functioning in full operation, it's amazing what you can achieve and how you can affect other people's lives. So put yourself first. Number one, self-care. Number two, move more and exercise. So the only moving I'm doing at the moment, if you can see me, is I'm in the pub every day lifting up a beer and my right arm's getting quite big. And so what I need to do is do some more exercise and, you know, just go for walks and runs and move more.
Put it in your left hand instead.
Oh, that as well. But also I need to run around and do some exercise, get moving. You know, I did really well in November with Movember, but we can still make it into Move January.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Jump January.
Yes.
Movember.
Yes.
Movember.
Yeah.
That exercising activates that endorphins, which is part of that happy chemical. Definitely. The third goal that I had was to eat healthy. So that invite you gave me this morning for Macca's is not going to happen.
No?
Absolutely not going to happen because Macca's is not good for me.
There's protein in the burgers. There's sodium. There's good parts.
I will have an acai dish or something really healthy or protein shake.
It's gone all hipster on us.
Yeah, you can't get that at Macca's.
Sorry. So definitely going to get eat healthy. The fourth one is to stay positive. Very important. By staying positive and cutting out negativity in your life, because it's quite a horrible little thing, you know, like when people just jump on you and they want to, you know, it's
assault.
Like, yeah.
Can't it's jump like on people.
Negativity breeds negativity. So being positive and being motivated and inspired. And you know what? Every morning I want to get up and I want to read something motivational or give myself a affirmation. So I want you all in the studio today, put your hands up in the air and say, I am awesome.
Awesome.
So you're going to say, I'm awesome. Okay.
Okay. Okay.
And then after you do that, you say, well done me. Well done me. Give yourself acknowledge. Okay. So what we're going to do is some positive affirmations is really important. And being positive, acknowledging yourself, and actually just motivating yourself as well. The fourth one, which I thought is my fifth goal for everybody out there, is to listen to Alive 90.5. So that is quite a very important goal, definitely.
All of you listening.
Definitely. Keep listening to Alive 90.5. So those are my goals. I think I've been quite fair. Let's start with Matt. I'm keen to hear Matt's goals.
I saw your list and I kind of went into more specifics.
Oh.
So I saw your self-care and I thought, how am I going to do this? So I picked one specific thing that I can do for my self-care. And I think the first thing I can do, I'm going to eat breakfast every day next year.
Because I think Don't you eat breakfast every day?
Sometimes you wake up and you forget.
I should forget because I'm looking at you and you're skinny and I'm like, maybe I should stop eating breakfast every day.
No, but it's very healthy, most important meal of the day. So that's what I'm going to do for self-care.
Just not Macca's.
No, I might actually.
Continue, sorry.
Number two, move more and exercise. Yeah. I'm going to figure out a sport that I like and then I'm going to do it. So it's kind of a two-part goal.
Okay. What sport is that going to be?
Well, I'm going to figure out a sport that I like. That's part of the goal. I don't know yet. I've got to figure it out.
I think you would be good at lawn bowling.
Okay, thank you. I'll give it a go, actually. We could have a little team. Lawn bowling team.
Maybe if you play by yourself, you roll the ball and then you sprint past it and then go and check how far it is to the thing.
Good practice.
You can make that fun.
Yeah.
All right.
What's the next one?
Third one, last one, because I gave up on the last two. Number three, eat healthy.
Yeah.
I'm going to have water every day.
Water every day.
And you know what? Sometimes even twice a day.
You actually should be drinking 3 or 4 liters of water a day, by the way.
Everything's going to improve so much for you when you drink more water.
Really?
It's amazing. Definitely. Yeah, it's very good for
I've heard things like that.
It's only up from here, Matt.
Yeah.
Awesome.
You'll love
it. So what we're going to do is we're going to bring a bit of a song. Now we're going to cross back and we're going to jump in with another interview with Crystal. And after that, we're going to jump into Jack's goals. And Jack is sitting and being naughty and I think he's only working on his goals now. So first goal is to actually set your goals.
Well, I read the email wrong. I thought you said New Year's revolution, and I've been buying armor. I've been training people. I've been getting horses.
Okay.
I work on my grammar.
We're going to give Jack some time to come up with his goals. Okay. Coming up next, we've got Justin Timberlake with Can't Stop the Feeling. And this is from, what's that movie's name? Trolls, eh?
Yeah. The original song from DreamWorks Animation, Trolls.
Awesome. So Can't Stop the Feeling. Enjoy.
Hello.
I believe we have some questions coming through.
We have a couple of questions, actually. The first one, Jack, do you fancy a Big Mac without the lettuce? I don't know who sent that.
No, I don't.
Okay, great. Let's move on. Hi there. When you speak about being positive, does this mean you don't have bad days or bad moods?
Absolutely not. Everyone has bad days. It's completely normal. That's something that is so important in terms of like rewiring your brain and being positive. It doesn't mean that bad days aren't going to happen. They definitely do, and it's actually normal. It's human. I think it's about understanding the reasons why you're feeling down or why you're feeling those emotions. And you know, sometimes it's okay to bask in it. And I know a lot of people are like, no, don't worry, just pick yourself up and move on, which, yeah, you should. But it's okay to bask in it, understand it, sit with it for a little bit, and then pick yourself up and move forward from there. So it's totally, totally normal.
Excellent. That's such so true, hey?
Yeah, you need to.
Definitely. But the key thing is what I always try and explain to people, because I've had my bad days, run of bad days. You cannot fix the past.
Yeah.
And what people tend to do is they tend to beat themselves up on things that has happened in the past.
Mm-hmm.
But what you can do is you can change the future and you can change what's going to happen going forward. And it's hard when you it's such a tough thing, because when you have a bad day, you get into that block and that rut. And if you keep dwelling on it, and you don't actually solve it, people have a tendency, and one of my weaknesses, I must say, and I'm going to be very open now, I used to sit and allow things to just pretend I'm a 2-liter bottle, okay? And every time something bad happens, it gets filled up. And I never dealt with things. But what happened was when it reached the brim, things would just start overflowing.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when I reached my POP. You know what my POP is?
Please tell me.
My piss-off point. Okay.
There we go.
So then it just explodes.
It's like that.
A volcano, and it just explodes. And then because I haven't dealt with it.
Mm-hmm.
So the more you deal with things when it happens, and actually be confident to say, sorry, but I don't appreciate what you just said now, as opposed to walking away and then dwelling on it again afterwards and feeling beat up. So highly encourage people to motivate themselves, deal with issues as they occur.
Yep.
And make sure that they're looking forward on how they, and not continuously reflecting and looking backwards, because it's not good. You can't fix it.
Yeah. There's two circles. You've got the circus of control.
Yes.
And then, which is your immediate circle. That is things that you can control yourself. And then there's the outer circle, which is these things like the past, other people's opinions, things you can't control.
Yes.
And what we find is, generally speaking, a lot of people tend to focus more on the outside circle.
Yeah.
And when it's something outside your control, you're left feeling more helpless. You're left with a lot more stress because you're just worrying about something that really you can't control. You have, no level of influence over.
Yeah.
So it just comes from a simple mindset shift, which is easier said than done. I fully respect that. But it's about being self-aware to say, okay, can I fix this? Is this something that is within my control? If it is, how can you fix it? And it could be something of, I'm worried about what other people are going to think, which is quite a common one.
Yep.
You can't control their thoughts, but you can control how you feel about their thoughts or your perception of that. To say, look, I can't control what they think, but I can control how I feel about that. And if I'm okay with it, and if I know that I'm doing the right thing, then that is how you are going to reshift that focus towards more of the positive rather than the negative, because it's outside of that area.
Excellent. I love that circle of influence and circle of control.
Mm.
Because there are things that you cannot control, and yet people worry about it all the time.
Yeah.
So focus on that circle of influence and what you can influence. What's the next question, Matt?
We've got a couple more. A follow-up question to that one.
Yes.
How do you deal with negative people around you who bring down and drain your energy?
Oh, that's a very good question. Look, this is something that we've all experienced. There are two major ways. One of them is, if you can, cut it out, like cut them out of your life. It is very, very important. The people you surround yourself with have the biggest impact on who you are, on the way you think, on your thoughts and your behaviors. So if you can't completely, you know, distance yourself, I highly, highly, highly recommend limiting your exposure. And this is something I have spoken about and I'm a very big advocate of, is limiting your exposure to the negative.
Yeah.
Little things like on social media, right? Every time you log on, there's usually someone complaining or there's some things there that don't make you feel amazing. Limit your exposure to that. Unfriending people, I think this needs to be normalized a little bit more. Muting someone's notifications, unfriending them, doesn't necessarily mean you hate them. It doesn't mean there's any bad blood. Sometimes it just means it's not good for your health or you don't want to see that. You can still reach out. You can still call them or text them whenever you want. But I think limiting your exposure to these negative influence is going to be a huge, huge aspect.
Yeah.
But I also think it becomes a little bit addictive. When you limit your exposure to the negative and start to surround yourself with positive influences, positive energy, positive people, it becomes addictive because your brain is, you're getting that, you know, the hormone cocktail that you're getting your endorphins and your serotonin and all of that and your dopamine. So your body likes that. So you find that once you start to do that, you'll naturally just lean more towards going towards the positive.
Yeah. So I have a way that I deal with it. There's two things. I have a naughty corner.
Yes.
And I put them in a naughty corner.
Okay.
Until they behave themselves like a kid.
Mm-hmm.
So I have a lot of my friends are in the naughty corner at the moment.
Yep.
And then also I have a cleansing ceremony.
Ooh.
Once a week. Now my cleansing ceremony, I bring out lemongrass. This lemongrass is the oil of cleansing.
Yep.
And then I blow through my diffuser and I sit there and I slowly unfriend people on Facebook. And it's so therapeutic.
Yeah.
It's letting go of things no longer required in my life.
Yeah.
And you sometimes have to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Because I've learned along the way, it's sad, but friends are seasonal. They come and go. And very transactional as well at times. People can be transactional. Because I'm such a giving, generous person, people can take advantage.
Yeah.
So you need to get that balance. So I treat people... I'm a very loving, giving person, but also I do get taken advantage of, and therefore I have to be a bit more tough in terms of cutting negativity out. Really therapeutic.
I think that needs to be normalized as well, what you said. In, you know, friends, some people come into your life for a reason.
Yeah.
And just because someone is in your life and they are a big part of it, that's amazing, but it doesn't necessarily mean they have to be there forever.
Yeah.
You can appreciate what they did. You can appreciate that phase in your life, but it doesn't mean, you know, just because you've got history together, if they are negative or it's not where you want to go, doesn't mean ignore them. It doesn't mean shun them or speak bad about them. It just means appreciate what you had with them and move forward.
Yeah.
That being said, Matt, I think we should part our ways.
Yeah, I never liked you anyway, Jack.
Well, I never liked you anyways.
All right, we've got one more question.
One more question.
Or two more. Another one just popped in.
Ooh.
Okay, but first, hi, Crystal. I'm a huge fan. What are your tips for staying on track with your goals?
Okay. Thank you. To that person.
Maintaining progress?
Maintaining progress, yes. So first things first, write a list, which I've already covered. The second thing, which is so important, there's two things actually. Firstly is mark it off. As you go through the list, once you've done it, tick it off, cross it off, whatever it is that you prefer. But that is such a big part on staying on track, because once you do that, your brain does release positive chemicals to encourage you to keep going. It gets a positive hit and then it gives you the motivation to keep moving through the list. It's Sean Aker calls it the X spot. And basically when your brain believes that it's at like, sees that it's close to the finish line, it actually releases a bunch of chemicals to help you to get to the finish line. So that is one thing. And the second one is rewarding yourself for goals achieved. Now, I know a lot of people say, you know, wait till the end and just celebrate. I've always been taught from a young age, my parents have always helped us and taught us to celebrate the little milestones along the way. And again, that just helps you with staying on track and gives you the motivation to keep going.
Yeah.
So tick your list and reward yourself. It doesn't have to be anything huge. There's intrinsic rewards, which are just the satisfaction of doing it or knowing you'll, you know, achieve something. But there's also your extrinsic rewards, which are, you know, having a chocolate, going for a walk, spending time with friends, having a pamper day, whatever it is.
That's my problem, because I reward myself with too much chocolate and beers. And that's why I'm not quite... I need to get my sexy back.
It's all about balance.
Definitely. What's the next one, Matt?
That's all we have, actually. But if you want to add some to the conversation, the number is 04800-28100. If you want to text in any questions.
Yes. So we're still waiting for Jack's Girls, which he's working on. we're gonna come back shortly, but we're first going to play Who's That Girl by Guy Sebastian. And who's that girl? It is Crystal Red, and she's in the studio today. So Matt, I believe we have another question that just came through for Crystal.
Do we? Let's check. No, it's just a little bit of fan mail. Do you want me to read it out?
Yeah, read out the fan mail. We love fan mail.
Okay. You are awesome. Thanks so much. That's perfect. We need to normalize ending friendships. I love it. Another one. Hey, Crystal, just wanted to say that you're awesome. Keep doing what you do.
Thank you.
How about that?
Lots of fans up there.
Yeah.
So everybody, drum roll. We're going to listen to Jack's goals now. Jack, you are on the spot. And believe me, I'm writing it down. I'm recording this and I'm holding you to account.
Thanks for the pressure. Okay, well, it's funny you said drum roll, because I'm a drummer. I play drums. I've got drums at home. And my goal at the moment actually is to join a band in the new year. I've already made a profile on this thing called Band Mix, and I'm not in a band at the moment. And that'd be a goal I'd love to achieve.
It might be for 2022. You know, there's no bands in any venues at the moment. Huh?
Yeah, that's true.
But you can practice.
Yeah, maybe Zoom call some people, jam.
Awesome. But I love the forward planning. It's really good.
Yeah.
Something different.
I like it.
Definitely.
A lot of time to set mini goals.
Definitely.
That's the way.
I'm keen. So Matt, everybody out there, Jack is a drummer. The other thing is that everybody knows Jack is single. Jack, what's your next goal?
To get a band and a girlfriend.
A girlfriend?
To go with the band. No, okay. With me, obviously.
Okay, so what is the deadline on that? We need a time frame. You have a time frame?
Tomorrow, 12 p.m. That's your final deadline, ladies.
Hang on. Are you? That's not going to happen that way. You can't just put pressure on there.
When should I? Okay, let's...
We'll give you 1 week. 1 week till next week, Wednesday.
That's still short.
What? To find someone?
I wish we lived in Disneyland, but like, I don't.
Okay, so drummer, number one.
Yep.
Two, get a girlfriend. What's some of the goals?
Well, you guys are all saying stay healthy. I want to stay healthy too. So I'm definitely uptake my water intake and get moving, because your motion controls your emotion.
Oh,
isn't that right?
You got that right. I thought you were going to get it wrong. Really good. And okay, so that's four. What's the other one?
The other one.
Both of you, by the way.
Yeah.
I haven't heard any financial or business goals or how you're going to make money in 2021.
That's not important.
I don't have any money.
That's adult problems.
We'll deal with that later.
You need to go get something. Come on. You can't be on job seeker for the rest
of your
life.
Okay, well, we're taking handouts if anyone wants to contribute.
No.
Well, you know what? I do need a car. I need to get a car.
You need to get a car. Well, you need to earn money to get a car.
You need to get a license first.
Do you though?
Okay. Yeah. So a goal for 2021 is to get a job.
Yes.
Cool.
Okay. Serious.
A job, a girlfriend, a band, and more water.
Okay. Nice.
So I always say there's four types of people. You get people that watch things happen.
There's Matt's, there's Jack's, there's Ainsley's.
And you get people that talk there's about crystals. Things that happen.
Mm-hmm.
You get people that wondered what the just happened. And you get people that make happen.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I want you to make happen.
I'll make it happen.
I'm happy to watch you make it happen. I'll be the second guy.
Okay, awesome. So Crystal, quick recap. Where can people find you? Where can they find you? Where can they learn more about you? Where can they get hold of you?
So on Instagram, you can find me at Krystell.co. So it's KRYSTELL.co. Facebook is Krystell Co. or on LinkedIn, which is just Crystal Rad.
Yeah.
Awesome. And then for the daily planners, you can purchase a daily planner, which is Krystell-co.squared.site.
Awesome. So definitely love having you here in the studio today.